First public hearing is conditional use number 1744, Stephen Wagner.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office for an architectural firm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 14,972 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of Route 9, also known as Savannah Road, 1,000 feet northeast of Ebenezer Branch. Now, for the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan and survey for this application. Now, we received two agency comments. First one being in letter form from the Department of Transportation, makes reference to the actual site plan for this application and states that access to lot 8 shall be from the existing entrance via a perpetual cross-access easement between parcels 15 and 16 as shown on the site plan. With the proposed expansion to the site, the department will require a copy of the recorded record plan showing all appropriate signature seals and recording references. Second comment is from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It's received on September 11th. Today, makes reference to the application, the case number, the location, the intent for office for an architectural firm, size of the parcel. Notes that the parcel is not located in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. That the proposed conditional use will use an on-site septic system. That the proposed use is located on lands within the growth and annexation area of the City of Lewis, and the City of Lewis could provide central sewer service at some future time. They recommended the applicant contact the City of Lewis for information regarding central sewer service, and note that the county has no objection to the project developing with an on-site septic system. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, that's the only comments I received to date. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
All right, sir. We thank you. And is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Stephen Wagner, owner of the property.
All right, Mr. Wagner. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you.
You heard what our director had to say regarding your application. Is there anything you want to add, or?
Other than, you know, we did check with the town of Lewis going on 4 years ago, back when we first purchased the property, and of course at the time there is no expansion of the sewer service onto that area of Savannah Road and no water service. So we had put in, we have an existing well and we've got our existing sewer. We had checked with DenRec, and of course we're somewhat grandfathered in, so there was no other expansion that needed to happen to it because we're using the existing footprint of the building. And of course it's a residence. I live in Virginia, and also when I come up to the office once a week I stay at the house, so portion of the house will still be residential, and of course the one side that's shown on the plan will be the architecture office.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
I heard all the syllables. I just didn't put them together. The dwelling is going to be for a business and a residential home?
Yes, it's still a residential home. Yeah, but one side of it, it's what was on there, 1,200 square feet or 1,000 square feet would be for the architecture firm, for my architecture firms, for my own firm.
And the property that's next to it is
got a doctor's office to the left, and we've got a and they're all conditional use already. Doctor's office on the left. The right hand side is an optometrist office, and there's an accounting office. There's doctor's offices across the street. Everyone's conditional use, and of course we back up to Cape and Lopen High School.
The proposed parking in this plan would be, am I seeing it as 5?
Yes.
There'd be 3 and then, mm-hmm. Do you think that's adequate? Do you think that's enough?
Yes, for my office, yeah. Because once again, it's just, you know, I'm the only one who would ever be staying there, you know, of course, and then my employees, what I have for employees.
How many employees do you have?
Three.
What would be the hours of operation?
Right now, our hours are 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
5 days a week?
5 days a week, yes. Well, Fridays we get off at 1 o'clock, but anyways. Each traffic, you know.
Yeah, there was more to that story.
Yeah.
No Saturdays.
It's fishermen who work at the office, you know, who got to make
it. No Saturday hours at all?
No Saturday hours, no.
Would you put a sign? Any?
Yes, sir.
What size?
The size of the county standards, but I'd say 32 square feet, yeah. 4x8.
Would it be lit?
Yes, sir.
And the shed would stay?
Yes, the rear shed.
Shed would stay. Is there a place for any dumpsters or anything like that to turn this thing into conditional use? Are you going to have any outside?
We already have trash service, just one trash can.
Residential, you know, type.
Right, yeah. And that's all we have for it. We recycle most of our paper when we do.
All the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
With your two parking spots in the front, how close would you say they are to the roadway?
It's inside the, I guess you've got the plan, I'm sorry, but I think we're 30 feet within with a turning radius on, but those were the existing, it's actually the existing parking that was there from when it was a house, you know, when I had it as the house. We added the parking in the backside, those other parking spaces.
Is parking in the front already exist?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the entrance was changed by the next door neighbor. When they put the doctor's office, DelDOT had that neighbor put in the entrance, a commercial entrance, to be able to, for both properties. I gave that person cross access easement, and to be able, they're built onto our property. So it's half on our property, half on theirs, and that gives access. And so the parking, there were two parking spaces out front, they turned sideways, so then we won't ever be pulling straight out into traffic. We pull into our driveway now, into the central driveway, as you can see on the drawing. Whereas before, it was always pulling straight out onto Savannah Road, the existing house.
And how big are those two existing parking spots? The ones that are there now?
Let's see, 20 by 20.
Okay, because when I visited the site, they just didn't appear to be that large. That's mm-hmm. that's why I was asking.
Yeah, it's once again the way the paving was done on the, because that was the old paving, and then when they added to it, when they put the commercial entrances, it cut into part of it, but, you know, we have, of course, they're 20 foot deep from where the driveway starts to the backside, the commercial entrance starts at approximately 20 feet.
And you're approximately 30 feet from the roadway?
Approximate, yeah.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
I think I've already interrupted two members with the questions. Thank you.
All right, then. Mr. Couts?
No additional questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council, anything to add? All right, then. Well, we thank you. We'll kindly take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1744, Stephen Wagner? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1744? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay.